Welcome to Triad To Do. I'm Bethany Chafin, associate producer for Triad Arts. I'm here with Eddie Garcia, our technical producer. Hey, Eddie.
Hello.
And our special guest today is our assistant general manager, Molly Davis. Hey, Molly.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
We're happy to have you. So as our special guest, why don't you kick things off today? What do you have for us?
Oh, I want to talk about the Woolly Worm Festival that's coming up in Banner Elk. So as y'all know, we had a bar meetup in the High Country last week.
Yes, and Boone.
Oh, it was in Boone at the Lost Province Brewing Company. While we were there, I got a chance to talk with Melinda Martin Peppel, who's the executive director of the Avery County Chamber of Commerce, and she and I talked about the Woolly Worm Festival. It's coming up October 17th and 18th in Banner Elk, and there's lots to do at the festival, but one of the primary things that they do is they race woolly worms. Woolly worm, or woolly bear caterpillar, is actually the larva of the Isabella tiger moth, which is really cool. And then they emerge in the spring in this like beautiful, brilliantly colored moth. So I don't know if it's because of that, but people think that the woolly worm, because of the coloring, can predict winter. Mm-hmm. So there are 13 segments on a woolly worm's body, and folks say that that corresponds to the 13 weeks of winter. Okay. So brown coloring means milder conditions, and black coloring means harsher conditions. And in fact, the woolly worm has an 80 to 85% accuracy rate for predicting
wow.
the winter.
So the groundhog's been getting all the attention.
Right.
It's time for the woolly worm to have its fair shake.
It's time for the woolly worm. Yeah, wow. Absolutely.
Is it one special woolly worm, kind of like there's one groundhog? Or is it kind of like they take a sampling of all of them and say, like, here's the result?
Well, so that's the deal with the Woolly Worm Festival and the racing the woolly worms. Okay. Because the winning worm on Saturday is the worm that predicts winter. So where it gets really fun is that anyone can race a woolly worm. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. I've wanted to go for a really long time, and so cool. I'm going to try to make it this year.
That's awesome. That sounds fun, Molly. Well, what I have for listeners is another festival of sorts. It's the Carolina Balloon Fest. This is happening October 16th through the 18th in Statesville. And apparently Iredell County has a wonderful history of ballooning. And the practice sort of was coming about mid-60s. I think it was 1969, I believe, where a couple made the first hot air balloon ascension in Statesville in Iredell County. Also in Statesville is Firefly Balloons, and it is one of the largest manufacturers of balloons in the world. They started in these old chicken houses up there. And basically this balloon fest started as what's called a rally. And Firefly invited a lot of the pilots who were flying their balloons to come and have this week of camaraderie and connect with one another. And so this grew, and this is going to be the 42nd annual festival. And this is the second oldest balloon fest in the country. So if you are free on the weekend of the 16th, head on out to Statesville and see some amazing balloons. I hear they're going to be over 50. And you can do some hot air balloon rides, but I do hear this event fills pretty quickly. So go online, get your tickets, plan your weekend ahead, and have fun.
I have actually been to that festival, and it's very cool.
That's awesome.
Very, very cool.
So, Eddie, how about you? What do you have for us?
Well, I have a festival, too, but it's a brand new festival. Aperture Cinema has announced the first annual Winston-Salem South Asian Film Festival. It's going to feature films made by South Asian filmmakers, and it's from October 9th through October 11th, and they're going to have short films and documentaries and full-length feature films as well. There's going to be a kickoff party for it on October 9th. So yeah, there's a wide variety of films. There's some serious and some lighter fare. There's a short called The Last Marble about a 9-year-old street kid making things out of metal scrap and junk. There's a full-length film called Wild Berries about some boys trying to send their strict father back to the city. And then there's also India's official Academy Award entrant for Best Foreign Language Film called Court. It's about a body that has been found and how this folk singer gets accused for the death. And so it might be a chance to, you know, learn something about their legal system as well. So I think it's a chance to see filmmaking from a different point of view and get some cultural insights that you wouldn't normally have right here in Winston-Salem at Aperture Cinema.
That sounds great.
That sounds great.
We hope you all partake in some of these events and things that are happening in our listening region. And for more information, go to our website at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts.